Hey guys, it's Lavetta.
And it's Miriam.
Welcome to the Notorious Women Podcast, a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women. And we have a treat, a special treat for you guys. We are so excited, but let's get to it. We are welcoming the Jennifer Lewis, a.k.a. the mother of Black Hollywood.
Hey.
She is an actress. Hey! And she is an actress. I mean, you guys know who she is, but I'm just going to run down a few things because she has many, many, many accolades. But she's an actress, singer, author, cultural icon, and a living legend. She is one of Hollywood's most familiar faces with more than 400 stage, film, television, and voiceover credits to her on her resume, including Hairspray on Broadway, Poetic Justice, What's Love Got to Do with It, Sister Act, The Preacher's Wife, Castaway, Think Like a Man, The Princess and the Frog, and one of my favorites, the cult classic, Jackie's Back, Baby. Her many TV credits include A Different World, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Blackish, The Upshaws, and So Help Me Todd, and many, many more. She was dubbed a national treasure by TVGuide.com. She has been nominated for many awards, including multiple NAACP Image Awards, Critic Awards, Screen Actor Guild Awards, and don't forget her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She has published a book in 2017, her first book, The Mother of Black Hollywood, in which she shared her life experiences with some notable greats like Whoopi Goldberg, Loretta Devine, Bette Midler, Rosie O'Donnell, Liza Minnelli, Whitney Houston, and Aretha Franklin. And in 2022, she published Walking in My Joy in These Streets, a collection of eclectic stories that take readers with her all around the world. This year, you may have seen her on season 11 of The Masked Singer as Ms. Cleocatra. Also this year, she put her full support behind the Harris Walls campaign in August when, along with 44,000 other Black women, participated in the history-making Win with Black Women Zoom call that raised over $1.5 million. Ahead of the DNC in August, a video of her singing one of her original tunes, calling on stars like Beyonce, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, Jay-Z, and Keke Palmer to get out the vote went viral. So, Notorious Women listeners, please, please put your hands together, click your fingers together to welcome the one, the only, the iconic Jennifer Lewis!
Yay! Yay! Who is that? Who is that person?
It's
you know, I gotta tell you, when I hear all of those credits, and what's amazing every time I hear that is that's not it. It's just it's the concerts, it's the fundraisers, it's the charities for breast cancer, sickle cell, and autism. It's just, and you know, AIDS was a big one.
Yeah.
And, you know, the community work. And I'm not bragging on myself. I just add to what's not on IMDb.
Right.
That's mostly TV and television. But like I said, when I got my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, it wasn't the work on stage and camera that I'm more proud of what I did off.
Amen.
You know,
that's why you're notorious.
Yeah, becoming a whole person.
Yes.
Yeah. I knew that entertainment could only go so far. But who am I? Who am I now? I've done everything. I've got everything I want. And I know that there's so few people that can say that. But I do judge my success on how big the smile is on my face on any given day. That's my success. Blackish is over. The standing ovation, the electrifying standing ovation at Carnegie Hall, it's over. Those things are in the past. Who am I this morning?
Right.
Talking to two beautiful women about life. So I'm excited. Let's go. Let's have some fun.
Yes.
And we had some technical problems earlier, and I was just so happy I didn't go off like I can. You know, I may be treated for bipolar disorder all these 30 years I've been treated. But sometimes my personality will break through the medication and I will tell a bitch off. Motherfucker.
This is, oh my God, this is why we love you. Let's go. So, Ms. Lewis, lately, let's talk about the philanthropy. Let's talk about the community activism.
Yeah.
You know, you've been recently, we're in election year.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know, we are team Harris Walls over here. Ain't no, you know,
oh, absolutely.
Very, very
like,
clear about yeah. it.
Oh, honey, yeah. I wouldn't be here. Trust
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah. There's no like, yeah, there's no pretense about
yeah.
that. So,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but recently, like we said, you know, with the introduction, you were involved in the Wynwood Black Women Zoom call that raised so much money that kicked off these other calls, White Men for Harris,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Nerds for Harris, all this
yes.
other stuff, you know. And so you have been very vocal, which, you know, that's one of the reasons we adore you so much, because, you know, a lot of people are sort of in Hollywood, sort of mealy mouth and like, oh, go along yeah. to get along. But it's like, who are you, like you said, without your convictions? Who
right.
are you if you don't stand yeah. for something? So what is it that you'd like to share with our listeners, who many of them are not in this country, about the importance of voting, the importance of being active in the voting, in the political process, you know,
well, here's
this time
the thing.
Around and in general?
You have to... I always go back to John F. Kennedy, president. Ask not what your country can do for you,
yeah.
but what you can do for your country.
Amen.
I go back to Harriet Tubman, knowing that she would turn over in her grave if she knew that I wasn't doing everything possible to get a black woman in the White House.
yeah.
You know, we can't get tired.
Right.
So
yeah.
many people fought for that vote.
Yeah.
They took the water hoses and the dogs. You know, I tell people, you have to go as deep as knowing that when Harriet ran, oh my God, just got to chill. She had to run on her period.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She didn't have no Kotex or tampon.
Mm-mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I go deep when I put out a call to people to vote. I want to talk to the brothers.
Yeah.
That think that Trump is the man. When your niece, that sweet little niece, your sister's daughter,
mm-hmm.
is raped by that alcoholic uncle,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and she goes to get a back alley abortion mm-hmm. and gets an infection,
mm-hmm.
brother man, she's going to die in your arms.
Yep.
In the yeah. back of the car trying to get to the hospital. And when she gets to the hospital, if she lives, they won't give her the shot.
That part.
Yep. You understand? They're not going to help yep. her. So see, those are the things you have to consider, not to mention democracy itself.
Yep.
Preach. Yep.
I don't think people know what that means. I got my gun. Nigga, nobody care nothing about you having a gun. They're not going to come into your house. They're going to send a robot in there with tear gas. Where's your mask?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to drag you out of there. They're going to put you in a truck, take you to a train, and we're all going to camps up in the Dakotas.
Yep. It's
that
true.
They're building already. See? There are going to be no Anne Franks because they can see you from the sky.
As a Jewish woman, I've been screaming this for a
yes,
long
yes,
time.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to camps.
Yeah.
And say something. I want the brothers to know that when they pull you over, if that son of a bitch wins, they will have immunity from prosecution. Don't even be thinking, oh man, you're going to get in trouble for beating me because they filming it. It's not going to mean anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He's going to say shoot on sight. So what I say is use your vote to fight, or you will be shot on sight. That's how serious this shit is. That man is not fucking around.
No.
If he wins and takes the oath, mm-hmm. after he says, I will, which we all know he won't, he will have MAGA generals walk mm-hmm. down those steps to the Capitol, break the Constitution in front of our faces, and dub himself king.
I'll take it. Facts.
Really, king of the world, mm-hmm. where his sons will be his heirs. Imagine. King of the world with his finger on the button. He'll ship us all to states and nuke it for that fucking matter. This world is mine. And I call out to the people and social consciousness where we have no bombs falling. And yet we come home from our 9 to 5 and sit and watch the destruction movies. Mm-hmm. Armageddon, yeah. This one, that yeah. one. Well, motherfuckers, Lex Luthor is finally in the fucking White House.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's see, we're responsible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. I say, use your minds. Think about your children's children not having air to breathe. I've been to Antarctica mm-hmm. and I've seen the water line. I went down there on a French ship. Mm. They said that, just a little funny here to break the tension.
We like this tension.
I am.
No, let's go. Let's do it. Let's
it's real
it.
Talk, though. It's real talk. Yeah. And y'all talk. Know I don't fuck around because I care.
That's right.
People ask yeah. me why I do this. It's because I care. I've lived my life. I've had an amazing fucking life, y'all.
Yeah.
I went through the fire. I went and got the bipolar shit fixed. I'm level now. Not as rageful as I used to be. That's why I calmed myself down before when we were doing that technical shit. I told you there was a time I'd have thrown this computer in the fucking pool and told both of y'all to go fuck yourselves. But you saw me align
right.
and stay yeah. in the moment because I know right. all we got is the moment. Because if a 9.2 hits this fucking California right now, would I have gone out of here doing something good?
Right.
Right.
Or right. sitting on my ass somewhere doing nothing, which is what we cannot do in this election. Now, I want to go back to Antarctica on a French ship. And here's that joke. When I signed up for the cruise, they said there would be lectures in English and French. But their accents were so thick, I couldn't understand a fucking
oh, no.
thing. So I thought they said, don't shit on the ice.
Oh, no.
Don't shit on the ice.
Yeah, because we go out there shitting. The penguins are going to eat our shit, and then they're going to all get sick and die. All of
oh,
them.
My God.
From our dumb shit, from all that French cheese and wine and shit that we consume. Dumb shit.
Oh my God, that's the title of the episode. Don't shit on the ice.
Don't shit on the ice.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they said, but what they did say is don't sit on the ice.
That makes a little more sense. Yeah.
So wait a minute. I sat on the ice.
Oh no.
Okay.
Now, just like a dog, if you get down on their level, they're going to come over there and fuck with you one way yeah, or the sure. other. Yeah. Here comes a penguin.
Aww.
I'm like, oh, oh that's so cute. And then he just kept coming. I said, oh, okay, baby, don't come so close. Oh, girl. And I was sitting and I was in a wide second. So I couldn't get up and run because I'd have broke my ass on the ice.
Right.
So this little fucker comes over. So fun. And he pecked my Parker 3 times. Peck, peck, peck. Now, I didn't know the power of the pecker. So I didn't know what the fuck. And then he start pecking my head. I'm like, God damn,
oh God.
This motherfucker's going to pull my Abdullah Oblongata God. Out. Girl, it was so sweet. And then he waddled his ass on away. But what an experience to get pecked by a penguin in Patagonia.
Oh my God.
That's incredible.
I also said Peter Piper the peck a pick a pick a peck a pick of peppers. A pick a pick of peppers and Peter Piper the peck a pick a pick. The Peter Piper the peck a pick a pick the peck a pick of peppers. Where's the fucking penguin that pecked her head in Patagonia? I mean, really, you know.
Oh my God. I just have to say, the way you curse, it reminds me of my family. I learned how to curse from my grandmother.
Oh my God.
And people would be like, oh, how did, I'm like, motherfucker. Like,
we're the generation of motherfucker. That's all there is to it. We're the generation of being in church and somebody turn around and go, sit your ass down. I saw that black girl on Saturday Night Live where she was going, sit down. Oh my God, that is a funny bitch. The one that was cutting the fucking steak and shaking the table.
I don't know her name. I think that's her name, Ego.
Wonderful. Just so wonderful. Funny. I never watch TV, so I don't know who's who. But anyway, I'm walking on the deck of the ship one night. And I see the captain of the ship. He's French. And he says, hello, Miss Lewis. I said, hello, Captain. He says, my crew, he says, I am aware that you are a celebrity. He said, but my crew tells me you are an activist.
Oh.
I said, yes, sir, I am. Because I'd had conversations.
Right.
Yeah.
The election was coming up, so conversations on the ship was about that orange, stupid, crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said, I hear you are an activist. I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, then I will ask you to go back to your country and tell whoever will listen, we are, in fact, in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the Arctic is melting at the speed of light.
Mm.
God damn.
Speed of light. Oof.
Well, of course, he was exaggerating, but.
Yeah.
I came back to the States. Actually, I went straight to the club on the ship and wrote a song that said, climate change is real. Destroying the planet wasn't part of the deal.
Yep.
So, girls, I fight because I care. And those are the reasons to answer your question. Everybody should vote. This administration, the Republicans, this 2025 thing is a totalitarian state.
Yeah.
And we will, the rich will own the planet. Mm-hmm. He'll kill them too eventually. He'll kill everybody. Yeah. He'll kill everybody. Because that's who he is.
Yeah.
And we're in trouble, kids. Nazis, they're so bold about it now. It's insane. Yeah.
Well, what I find fascinating is that we have recent historical proof that this can easily happen as it has happened. And the ignorance of most people that it could never happen on this soil, even though this is the same soil where slavery thrived. Like, people,
it's because we're
complacent.
Yep. We're Americans, darling. We spend 2 hours a day deciding what show to watch on TV. We spend 2 hours a day trying to figure out what flavor ice cream we want. We stand there for an hour before, and we taste everything, and just obesity is rampant. We are so complacent on the couch where we lay most of our lives. We can't wait to get home to drink and watch TV. And that's what we do. We're Americans. And eat anything we want.
Eat anything we want.
So I look when they go into the Midwest and, I mean, the obesity is just, it's crazy. I was down in New Orleans, nothing but fried food. Down in Georgia. You know, I go to the battleground states to go door to door. I'm working my ass off for this election.
You really are.
We cannot let these people get in.
No,
they are so evil in that they don't want to pay taxes. And he says, you don't have to. We are, the complacency is maddening. Because when he was running the first time, and he won, my friend and I, Shangela.
Shangela.
DJ.
Shangela.
I call him DJ.
DJ.
Because he's like my son, you know. Aww. Well, and my sister and my daughter and my friend.
Listen. I told Miriam about Shangela because she didn't know.
Yeah, he lived in my basement for 10 years before he took off as a drag queen. He's like the girl. He goes to Europe. They treat him like Beyonce. He's so
talented. Have a picture with DJ, not so out of drag. And I was like, oh my God, Shangela.
But here's the other piece that I wanted to say about him winning. Uh-oh. That morning, he and I cried. We went out on my balcony and we cried. Mm. We sobbed.
Yeah.
Mm. Because I thought white people loved their children more than they hated us.
Mm.
That's what I was counting on.
Yeah.
Because I knew after Sandy Hook, mm-hmm. when they didn't change one gun law, and those were white babies.
Those were white babies.
I knew we were all fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Those were white babies, and they did nothing.
Nothing.
So I knew we were fucked. I was like, okay, the world has changed. The world has changed. I just, last night, that's why I'm a little emotional today, was sent the finished product of a short film I just did about school shooting.
Oh,
wow. School shootings. And I played the teacher, and the whole thing played itself out. And because they came in there and shot him in his head as he held the AK-47, they had to splatter the blood on my face.
Ugh.
I couldn't get out of bed for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was to be in that and to have to become that teacher.
Yeah.
And watch those kids even have to act it out.
Ugh. Yeah.
Everything from hiding to running out of the building. It's called Ado. And it's that's Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, Ado. Yeah.
Where I'm the theater teacher and the kids are doing Much Ado About Nothing. And he comes in and he's a former student of mine. And he's holding the AK-47.
Mm.
And I talk him down and we start doing his part.
Mm-hmm.
We start doing it together.
Yeah.
And then they blow his head off. I can't even fathom. I was like, when Donald Trump came up, I was like, where's evolution? Where are the intellectuals?
Yeah.
I mean, there are more white people than there are us. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? You're
Darwin,
the educated motherfuckers.
Yeah.
We were the ones that were trapped behind you.
Yep.
We came up behind you. You were privileged to have everything. And you're going to throw away freedom? You guys have seen Handmaid's Tale. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't have an abortion. I love when that congresswoman tell me a law that has to do with a man's body.
Mm-hmm.
One law.
Which one?
One law.
I'm listening.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Are you saying there's not one?
No, I'm saying there's not. Exactly.
What
no, I'm with
fuck
you.
It's, and now they want to rule our bodies.
Yeah. I believe that was Kamala. Didn't she ask that?
I'm sure she did.
I
or
think
Jasmine
Crockett.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking
one
to
those,
someone about
one
it.
One of those notorious women.
It's women.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to come off telling so many stories because I'm
full
of.
No, we
I'm full
love
of a thousand.
Stories. We're
Are
here
you
for
kidding
this.
Me? Well, one story we do want to hear about. Like, so you were the original Effie in Dreamgirls when it was in a workshop, and then when it went to Broadway, it was Jennifer Holliday. But honestly, We know you could have sang the hell out of the part, but you're much too beautiful and like sexy.
Let me tell you something. They hired me, the actress, to develop the character.
Gotcha.
Knowing all along they were going to hire her back for that voice. Now, I could sing at the time, but honey, nobody could sing like that.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, I mean, I know I get
and
it.
And I wasn't really upset when I didn't get it because, you know, I had a job touring with a Broadway show and I didn't know, we don't know that any of these things are going to be the hit that they become when we're doing them. But of course, when I got back to New York, I saw Shirley Ralph and Loretta and her on the billboard and I was like, motherfucker. But yeah, I was fine because one of the things that Michael Bennett, who directed the musical Dreamgirls, one of the things he did is he started the process of if you did the workshop and you didn't go to Broadway with the show, you got paid for the duration of the show. Yeah.
Okay.
I got paid through the whole thing, so I didn't really
I love that.
Feels ideal.
Run you your money.
So it was quite the experience. You know, Loretta and I and Shirley Ralph, we go back to when we were 19 years old running around New York and that we're all still friends. I'm so proud of the two of them. And Jennifer Holliday.
Absolutely.
She and I bumped heads for a minute, but then we made up, and it feels good to make up. I was like, "Oh, bitch, the role is yours. Shut the fuck up." But here's the thing: I was not diagnosed with bipolar disorder yet, so I was out of control. I'd cuss anybody out and do
anything. Which I love how like transparent you've been about your experience and your journey with, you know, getting properly diagnosed and sharing that, because a lot of people, particularly I can just speak to the Black community. A lot of times, you know, we're like, don't be spreading your business out to, you know, mixed company and
dumb shit.
And it's like, and it's like our people are suffering, our people are struggling and we need to help them. And medication helps, therapy helps.
Look, here's the thing. This is America. And you can, I mean, come on. There are 2.6 billion people on the fucking planet. I'm sorry. 6.2 or 6.3 probably now.
Yeah.
It's, billion
yeah,
people
yeah, yeah.
on
like
the planet.
It's like 6 something.
Yeah. 6.3 now. Somebody will help you.
Amen.
Yeah.
You have to ask.
Yeah. Yep.
I need help are three of the most difficult words to say.
Mm-hmm.
I need help. But you have to say them. And somebody will help you. I did find out when I went out with my first book, The Mother Black Hollywood, my memoir, where I gave everything. I gave the abortion, the molestation, the mental illness, the sex addiction. I gave it all to y'all. I gave you every fucking secret I had. Because I feel and I know that we are as sick as our secrets.
Amen.
And once again,
here
it is. Take it. Run with it. Yeah, I did it. You know. Yeah, I fucked 63 men. Would I do it again?
Okay.
Would I do it again? Oh, yeah, 63.
That's not a high number. I'm just saying.
We don't judge men.
I didn't say it was high. I just said, because I know there were bigger hoes than me running around. But, yeah. And I gave it all up. Here, take it. I did it. But now I'm rich, bitch. So what are we gonna do? I always when I say that I always follow it up with, "Don't ask me for no money."
That's smart.
But no, I worked my ass off. But I had an argument with a friend once. It was a very young person that I was mentoring, and I said something. So, look, girl, I've worked so hard on my life, and she looked at me. She said, "You've never worked a day in your life."
What?
But then I thought about it. I got to do what I love to do.
Yeah.
And it wasn't work.
Yeah.
That's why I say, is this the little director coming over here? Let me see who the fuck this is.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no, that's not her. She's far too early. That's somebody's Somebody. Anyway.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, so speaking to that about not working and doing what you love, what would you say, what was your big break that sort of catapulted you to like where you don't have to worry about not working? Because, you know, as an actor, both Mira and I come from performing.
Well, here's the thing that happened.
So.
Here's the thing that happened. Yeah. When I graduated from college, me and a few of my friends went to New York just to, you know, be around, say we're going to be big stars and all that shit. And they dared me to sing on the streets because we had seen that in the movies, you know, in New York, artists would be a street artist, and it was big back in the 80s. So they dared me to sing on the street. So we were down in Washington Square Park, and I got under the arch where the acoustics were fabulous. Now, here's the thing. It was so fucking cold outside. So cold. It was like 10 below zero or some shit.
Oh, damn.
But we were young. We didn't care about no cold, right? We're from St. Louis and caring about no cold. I put a little knitted hat in front of me, and I started singing Ethel Merman songs and big Broadway songs and all those acoustics just ringing out under the arch. So when I finished, we ran to a little coffee shop, and it was an old diner. I'll never forget it. And we sat in a booth with wooden benches. It was so cool. And we emptied out the hat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The exact number is in the Mother Black Hollywood, but it was like $463.62.
Oh, damn. My God.
And I had only been out there for an hour.
What?
The fuck is this? Okay. These are just bitches calling. Hold on.
Oh, somebody calling you.
Girl.
400? How much? 400? That's
wait a minute. Wait, and that was this in an hour. I mean, people were putting 20s. Baby, you got to understand, back then.
Ooh.
I was I had that dream girl's voice. My voice was meteoric when I was young. You couldn't fuck with me, girl. When they described my voice back then, they said, and these are reviews you never forget. Jennifer Lewis, whose voice is half laser beam, half lava flow. Hurricane Lewis hits New York. Mm. I mean, I was like the Beyonce of my time when I first started, but not really Beyonce. I was more Aretha / Ethel Merman / Shirley Bassey / Judy Garland. I have one of those big, a belt soprano voices. And once again, I couldn't sing that song like Jennifer Holliday. But I was that mother. I was that girl, honey. I was that notorious woman. So once that happened, I made that money for 1 hour. I wasn't scared no more.
I was like, bitch,
I can make $436 an hour.
Yes.
And my rent was $450. That was just rent.
Damn, yes. You just made your rent.
Girl, I wasn't scared of nobody no more. I just wasn't scared. I was like, no, bitch, you need me. You
and
need
that's part
me.
Of it.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah.
You got to have that kind of confidence. Well, listen, let's be real. My charisma and confidence and talent is kind of one in a million.
Yep.
I know that. I have the it factor. I know that. There's no sense. Y'all watch me on TV. You know I steal every fucking scene I do.
I feel sorry.
I feel sorry for people who work with me. But, no, look, it's a fact. And let me just say.
It is a fact.
Let me just say what that is. It was a gift. You can't be arrogant when you say what I just said. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, people say amazing grace. I say grace is amazing.
Amen.
Because it's grace that gifted me like that.
Yeah.
I'm just extremely happy that I knew what I wanted at such a very early age.
Yeah.
And so therefore I was able to have a very narrow goal. The road was narrow. I took the road less traveled. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't afraid because I was unstoppable. And the mania from the bipolar disorder, it worked for me and it worked against me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see? So all that drive, I didn't know how to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things about Trump. This motherfucker is unstoppable in his madness. I thought, we all thought when he became president that he'd calm the fuck down and do, you know, a good job.
I didn't.
Yeah. That no, Lovetta knew everything. She was like, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
We just thought. We thought he can't possibly be president and keep acting like that. But that, because that he's a sociopath. Yeah,
exactly. It's a combination of being a sociopath and stupidity.
Yeah, stupid. He's stupid.
On top of it,
that's
is
a good
a very
word. He's
lethal.
Stupid.
He's stupid.
But let me tell you something. An evil.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen evil like I'm seeing pour out of these MAGA people and the Republican Party itself. What the fuck do you mean you want to take away freedom, voting rights? We'll never have to vote again. How about fuck you?
Yep.
That's a good response.
And let me tell y'all something.
Yeah.
Because so many people are afraid. You can be scared. But you must be unafraid. You must put that uncompromising foot forward.
Yeah.
And stand in the wind.
That's right.
And let love win.
Right.
Yeah.
You have one weapon.
Mm-hmm.
We all have one weapon in this. Know thyself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Know thyself. What the fuck are you going to do when they come to your door?
Yeah.
You're going to run? There's nowhere to run.
Nowhere to run. And they...
I'm going to say, shoot, bitch. You live. I'm going to say, you live with it. Hey, look, guys. Cut to... Hello!
No, I mean, that's real talk. Like, you know, as Miriam... you know, her grandmother survived the Holocaust. And so, you know, it's right, Miriam? Like,
yeah, both my grandma and grandpa, they met after surviving. They both separately ran away.
Amazing grace.
And it's, you know, they moved to Israel to escape. And then my mother and my aunt were born there. And they saw all of the survivors. My grandfather had gone back to find survivors and bring them to family.
Thank God.
And it's shocking to me, you know, in Judaism and in, you know, we have a never again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just I feel like America needs something like that. So we
can call
it out.
We need the Gen Zs. We need the millennials.
Yeah, yeah.
We need the future. Mm-hmm. We need them to know. And that's why I go so deep about the infections from the abortion and back alley abortions and the brothers with, I think I said it, I don't know if I said it already, but they need to know it's not about gold gym shoes and another stimulus check.
And a stimmy check.
But what it is about is that knee that was on George Floyd's neck.
Amen.
And that's...
I'm sorry, I'm not a religious like person. I'm a bit of a heathen, but amen.
You're
I'm just saying, it's they're playing video games and selfies and fashion and makeup and, you know, it's a Kim Kardashian era, unfortunately. And they don't know anything about the Holocaust and the Middle Passage and Stalin. And they just don't know. Yeah. They don't know anything about World War II. And they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because
and
they've been free.
Yeah.
They had everything they want.
Yep.
And they're privileged. And they just want the next fashion. They want the next Louis Vuitton bag. they want a rich guy to take care of them. And
I mean, I kind of want a rich man to take. I'm just
we're kind of looking for her right now. That's a total
go get him, Tiger. Go get
no,
him,
I'm
Tiger.
Just kidding.
Go get him, Tiger. There was a woman on Veep. I watched a rerun of Veep last night, and the guy that was the nerd, can't think of their names, but it's the only TV show I pretty much watched since I've been an adult. Because Julia Louise Dreyfus is one of the funniest.
Oh, she's genius.
I mean, she's just one of the funniest people on the
so
planet.
So funny.
But one of the newscasters who was middle-aged, he said, you know, we're not fucking, right? And she said, no, we're not fucking because you're not a billionaire and I don't want a disease. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Girl, if I got involved with the man at this point, he would have to be Obama's brother.
Okay, and then
I
we
mean,
could consider.
I mean, really, he would have to be a duplicate of a clone of Obama himself.
You know, it's so funny, Ms. Lewis. I wanted to talk about, you know, because you've always been sexy. You've always been sexy.
Yes.
And so the idea, you know, from your first book, The Mother of Black Hollywood, comes from the fact that you've played so many mothers of people who are relatively close in age to you.
Yeah.
And so... Even when you were playing these mothers, I recently rewatched The Preacher's Wife, and I was just like you said, you steal the scene, even from the great Whitney Houston, R.I.P. But like, how did you reconcile that, or did you fall into
it?
Did you realize?
Yeah,
like,
I did fall into it. Michael Peters, who was a great choreographer, he choreographed Dreamgirls, he choreographed Thriller and Beat It. Was a dear friend of mine, and he wanted me to play Tina.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, back then, I'm telling you, my titties, I've had two breast reductions. I don't know where these titties came from. My titties
they just keep
were
coming
out
back
here. And Tina didn't have no titties.
No,
I'm sorry.
No,
Tina just
Tina
didn't have
did
no
not
titties.
Have any titties.
But he called and he wanted me. He said, come play her mother. I said, what the fuck do you mean play her fucking mother?
Right.
And he was like, well, she had her when she was really young. I was like, okay. So... after that, Hollywood tends to put you in just one mold. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, she played a great mother. Let's get her to play a Whitney's mother. Let's get her to play Tupac's mother. Let's get her to play. But it was the maturity of the essence of my being.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That I was the mother of Black Hollywood. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yes.
I played those mothers with a lot of sass and a lot of... you know, played them, but I gave them warmth.
Yeah.
I gave them a lot
and
of
sexiness.
Warmth, these mother. Yeah, and like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I was never an ingenue.
Mm.
I didn't really care about being sexy. I had too much talent to be a hoe. Do you understand? I didn't have to play a hoe. I just didn't have to play a hoe. I just fell into the mother thing, and it made me rich. You know, and the grandmother and the auntie, you know, Fresh Prince, well, I was an auntie. And, you know, I was real cute on A Different World. I still had my waistline. I was really cute. But that never bothered me. I just wanted to work.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep. I just wanted to be in the game having fun.
Right,
and as you can see, I had fun. I gave life to all of those characters. I have not one regret, darling. Okay, it was that one man in Chicago. But other than that...
I mean, he could go fuck himself. It's
come on now, that one motherfucker in Chicago. But, and you know,
I
what? The producers are trying to call me for the thing with Jasmine Crockett. Let me just tell her that I'm in an interview because she's going to
we'll
keep calling.
Yeah, we'll wrap up very soon.
Hold on, we don't have to wrap up.
Okay.
Hey, I'm in an interview.
I love it.
She's outside. I thought she was coming at 1, for God's sake. The fuck is wrong with y'all? I love you. No problem. All right. All right. Hold your ass. We'll wrap up. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Hold on. Just give me a moment.
Okay. All right.
It's all for Kamala. Kamala, Kamala, Kamala.
Kamala, Kamala, Kamala.
Do what you
got to
do for Kamala. We are here for that. Yes.
I just love it how she... I love... Don't you love her so much?
They're probably just early because they're like, oh, let's...
Listeners, don't you love her? She is as fabulous. I hope you guys who are not familiar with her work will go and look her up and look at her myriad of TV, film, and stage credits, but also her philanthropy. Like, that's the thing that... I forgot to mention at the top. She's been a big philanthropist. Yeah.
If you've listened this far, it's kind of your duty bound not only to vote for Kamala, but to tell all of your friends to vote for Kamala.
Girls.
So, you know.
Exactly.
This is all Kamala, Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. Let me go let this girl in. I'll be right back. I'll give you about 15
okay,
more
no
minutes.
Worries.
Okay? I'll give you about 15 more minutes.
All right. We love you. Okay. So we are, when she comes back, we'll probably wrap it up. But you know, like she said, you know, for our Gen Z, if we have any of our Gen Z listeners out there, you know, we know it's not all of you. 'Cause like with every generation of young people, not all of you are just preoccupied or have your heads up your asses. But you know, those of you who feel, frustrated and not feeling like you have the same opportunities as the generations before you, you have every right to feel that way. But we need you guys to be engaged. We need you guys to be out there being like, fuck this. We're not going back. We want access to the things that the generations before us had. We want the same opportunities.
Here's what I want to say to that is that you and I are not Gen Z. We're a little older. That's fine.
Yes.
And we lived, it was normal for abortion rights to exist in every single corner of this country. And what we would do is we donate money to their areas in the South that don't have enough places for women to go. And so you donate to make sure that they had access.
Exactly.
I don't want to normalize a world where half the states in this country don't have abortion rights. That's not normal. That's abnormal. And we have to fix it.
Okay, so.
We have to fix it. We have to vote.
Yeah, it's all Kamala, 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 Kamala. Yeah. And it just makes me so happy. Like I'm trying to do everything. Everything for everybody. I haven't said no to one person. I swear to God.
We love that you're staying busy. And you're staying busy when you were off mic and you were letting them in. We were talking about we were talking directly to Gen Z about we know that they're frustrated. We know that they feel like they've been giving a shit, you know, economy and existence, but they can change it by exercising their right to vote.
They can
change it. They can change it because Carol, I can't imagine them people. I just can't imagine that we're so greedy, meaning the rich who don't want to pay taxes. We're so greedy. We're so out of touch. Evil. Racism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's at the core of it. It's because you think they're going to be okay.
It's so...
Yeah.
I said it on the Breakfast Club. I don't know what white people are scared of. If we were coming for your ass, we would have been there, bitch.
Say it.
After you fucked us in our asses on the cotton field and put us in your barns and came out there and fucked us at will. If we would come and lynched our men from poplar trees, let Billie Holiday sing about it. Strange fruit. But because I did a documentary about a young man who they killed and took his organs.
Oh, that's
trying
just
to get
evil.
Back to. I gotta talk about. Oh, it happened in a place called Valdosta, Georgia.
Oh, I'm familiar with Valdosta. I have family members from there,
and I see that it was pretty much wiped out with the hurricane.
Oh, God, I didn't know that. Really?
There was a bridge in that town where they hung a woman pregnant and cut the baby out. And as I sat there and watched the devastation, I prayed for the people, of course, in my own way. I'm far from religious here. But I also prayed that that bridge was washed away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slavery is so much worse than what we realize. Yes.
I used to say, so with all worse. That was going on, the divisiveness of the country and the violence and the horror, the weather will level the playing field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Something will level the playing field, and it has to be us. It has to be us. Everybody has got to stand up. Stand up. Take a stand. Find courage in the depth of your soul to stand up and say, no, you won't. And yes, I will.
Yep.
And I say this because I just read some of my book this morning, because I'm writing my third book. That's what's up on the wall, is the storyline. Find your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of lost my train of thought. Can y'all remember what I was saying?
Yeah, it's like what one of our notorious women, a couple weeks ago, we covered Dolores Huerta, who came up with Si Se Puede, Yes We Can, because she and Cesar Chavez were helping migrant workers, particularly here in California, but all over the country. And they would be like, we can't fight against the people with money. We can't fight against the people with money. And she'd be like, yes, we can. Si se puede.
Si se puede.
I know. Yep. I know what I was going to say. It's the title of a chapter in my book. Don't waste your energy hating these people.
Yeah, exactly.
But doing hateful, evil things. Because to hate the tyrant is to become the tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really inspirational. I never thought of it that way.
When people compliment me, I always tell them, it has to be in you to see it in me.
Mm.
Oh.
I love it.
So, we live in opposites, in opposition. That's what life is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There are two emotions. One feels good, one feels bad. Choose, bitch. Every fucking second, choose. The fuck are you going to do with it? Sun's coming up. It's going to set. Moon's going to rise. What the fuck are you going to do? Because the sun and the moon certainly doesn't give a fuck what you're going to do.
Amen.
They've got their job to do. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? And, you know, it made me think of what Kamala said. I saw her go into a barbershop and she was talking. And this was, I think, last month sometime. And you know, the barbershop was expressing his frustration, at which many voters have.
Yes.
And it's like, yeah. And she said, listen, there's two people who have power. People with the checkbook and people who vote. They have equal power. But if you stop voting, the people who have the checkbook, their power will overflow yours. So
that's right.
You're on equal footing. You know?
Absolutely. And you know, look, don't be spending your time hating because they're God's babies too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
put your time
they're God's
building
babies
something
too.
Up.
Yeah. And once again, has to be in you to see it in them.
That's right. Oh,
don't fuck
I know
with
I'm
it.
Capable of being a dictator.
Don't fuck with it. We all got the shit in us.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You have to decide.
Yeah.
Oh,
is which one you're going to be to get
exactly.
the job done.
Exactly.
And hate, in my 67 years, hate will only make you sick.
Yeah.
You have to stay aligned so when those who you love fall, your arms will be strong.
Mm. When he first got elected, and there was some hate in my heart.
Oh we all have it.
Right. And I was trying to manage it. What I ended up doing, we lived in a smaller apartment, but I would invite people over for spaghetti dinners like once a month. And we would all like, so I was like, what we can do is community. And that group, we would go to all of the marches and we all had really little kids. And so we have all these pictures of little kids holding signs and what can we do? We can bring them light.
That's
we can bring,
what you do. Yeah. You come together, you communicate, you become a community. Hold on to your families. Hold on to the love of life. Don't let that shit pull you down and take your summers.
Yeah.
I know I have 30 summers left.
Oh.
And Donald Trump doesn't get one of them. Neither does the MAGA cult. Do you understand? They don't get my summers. This is my life.
Preach.
This is my life until it's not mine anymore. And I don't think that ever happens between me and you.
I heard
that. We are who we are. We all have a soul. Yeah. We're all God's babies. Do the right thing. Vote so that your children will have air to breathe.
Exactly.
Will have freedom the way we have had freedom. They will lock down this entire fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Yes, but we have the power. The people have the power. We have the power. So vote, and stop saying that it's not going to make a difference. Yes, the fuck it will.
And I say to people who are unsure to enjoy voting, to be proud, make it a beautiful day.
Once again, ask not, bitch.
Yes. Be like, I am a working member of this country. Put your sticker, take a selfie, spread it around,
get some ice cream, whatever's going to get you out there.
Let me say to my celebrities, and then I got to go, guys.
Okay.
Let me say to my celebrity friends, stop posting all this dumb shit, you posing with some new clothes on, and not put vote in the caption. All you got to do is put vote.org, vote.gov in the fucking caption to show us who you truly are inside. We don't need another fucking video of you posing and shit, coming out of the door, getting in a car with high pumps on and fashion and shit. Stop that shit. And I speak to the athletes right now. You are the gladiators of our time. Take a fucking knee, bitch, before they shoot your son. After you give him the goddamn Lamborghini. And those fucking cops look at him like he's a piece of shit. They see him hanging from a fucking tree, not driving a Lamborghini. And you're not only driving a Lamborghini, but you're fucking his daughter. Of course he's going to kill you, you stupid bitch. He's going to blow your fucking brains out. So why don't all of you take a knee at the same time and be a true gladiator and save this fucking world? Take away their fun before they shoot your son.
Well, on that note, that's a mic drop and a half for your ass. So that will wrap it up for this episode of Notorious Women Podcast. Guys, remember to follow us on all the things. Please copy the link and share it with your friends and family. Don't just tell them about it. Copy the link. Be proactive. That's what this episode was about with the great Jennifer Lewis. Copy the link. Share it with your friends. Also, remember to leave us a 5-star review. You can also start doing that on other platforms. I believe the iHeartRadio platform now, you can do that. Leave us a 5-star review. We will be sharing this far and wide because we want Miss Jennifer Lewis's message of voting, getting out the vote. We make no pretense here. Vote Harris
for Kamala. Yeah, Harris
Walls. I want you guys to send me this so I can take some clips and put them out there.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Here's the thing. I've done a lot of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I got from the two of you was not only your intelligence and your hope and care for the world, but you both had a warmth that it brought me down. So that I could focus. Because usually I'm all over the place. Yeah, girl, Jackie's back. Yeah, girl, I tore that shit up. Uh-huh, I know I'm cute. That's right. Because, a lot of times I can go in like that, too. But this was really profound. And I just want to thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Thank you.
Get out of here. I got to go deal with Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett.
We'll let you go.
Blonde.
And we'll wrap up.
What'd she say? The beach blonde.
Badly built body.
That shit. Yes. We didn't know what to do. I can't wait. I have met her already, and we're both from St. Louis. But, honey, And you know, I'm going to sit her down and I'm going to talk to her because she's burning the candle at both ends now.
Yeah.
After that, she's a big celebrity now. And Kamala has put her in a position to be a real big shot in the campaign. So I'm going to talk to her and tell her to just go easy.
We love it. And can you share a little bit about what you guys are going to do? Or do you want to, do you need to keep that on wraps?
You'll see it on the, all over the internet. We're going to work out together and just talk about policies. You know, we're going to do yoga. I'm going to make fun of her because I'm all in shape now. And she's just a congresswoman and I'm a diva. And we're going to have, I think we're going to have an influencer with us to get the Gen Z's out. We're going to get in the hot tub. It's all about self-care.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we love you.
Yeah.
We know you got to go. Thank you so much for joining us.
Now. Everybody all stay right. black, bye-bye. Including you, Miriam.
I will do the best I can.
Love.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love it.
That was amazing.
Oh, she's so great.
Now, do you need me to keep this on to render or anything?
No, you can leave. You can click the button that says leave down there. Yep, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Bye,
we love you. We'll send this. Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Yes, bye.
Okay, guys, we are now going to officially wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Notorious Women Podcast. Like I said before, copy the link, send it to your friends. You can also donate to our Patreon and at patreon.com/notoriouswomen. That's patreon.com/notoriouswomen. And Miriam, how else can they find us and support the show?
Y'all, we have an Instagram I talk about all the time. It's Notorious Women Podcast. Please come to there and check it out. That is also where you find out who we are talking about and little additions to the episode. Also, YouTube. You can listen to episodes on YouTube. It's also Notorious Women Podcast. You can email us at notoriouswmpod@gmail.com. And that is that.
Oh my God. Can you believe the Jennifer Lewis joined us? I'm so psyched.
I'm going to cry. I'm so happy.
Oh my God.
I love
her. God.
Her beautiful energy. Yeah.
Yes. I just love it. We have to protect her at all costs. All right, guys.
Yeah,
when we have to protect you at all costs. Thank you so much again. And we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.